I like me. As I like me, I like my world. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, listening to them tell me the stories of their life, the adventures that they have every day, and who and what they are. And all of the children seem to have a like story saying, I like me. And as I like me, I like my world. What sort of things go on in children's home? Well, I'm here in Minneapolis, and I'm visiting some children who are very intensive. They're very happy. And there's some boys and some girls, and they're sitting around the fireplace because it's the cold of winter time. Snow is all around on the ground, and inside it's a warm, toasty fireplace that keeps everybody warm. And the children are going to get ready for bed in a little while, and so they're sitting here talking, sharing, talking about the adventures of the day, talking about the things that they had done. And one of the little girls said, you know what I like? I like everybody. I like everybody in my world. I think everybody is wonderful. I think everybody is fantastic. I think everybody is so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And the other children said, why do you say that? Well, because I do. I am a nice girl. I am a wonderful girl. And I think everybody in my world is wonderful and good, is fantastic. What do you think about that, Tommy? And Tommy wasn't really paying attention. He was watching the flames as they were licking at the logs in the fireplace. And he turned to his sister, Audrey, and he says, you know, Audrey, you're right. You're right. I like me. And all as I like me, I like everybody in my world, even you, Audrey. Well, you have to like your sister, Audrey said. Not necessarily, Tommy said. I like you because I like me. And I like me all the time. I like to have you play with me, Audrey. I like it when you go out and play with me. I like it when we take our goloshes on, our snow boots on, and our sled, and we go sliding down the hill. It's so much fun here in the wintertime. I just love the wintertime. And I love everybody sliding down the hill and saying, whoa-wee, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this fantastic? I like my world, and I like everyone in my world, because I like me. Okay, Tommy, that's true. That's true for all of us. But Penelope here, she's got another point of view. She's got a scowl on her face, and she doesn't seem to be liking herself. Penelope, how come you got a scowl on your face? I don't have a scowl on my face. I'm thinking. This is how I think. I think, and I'm putting all of my thoughts together in deep thoughts, and I like me, and I'm thinking about my deep thoughts. Well, what are you thinking about, Penelope? And Penelope, he looked at her sister, Audrey, and she said, well, Audrey, I'm thinking of what Tom said. Tom said that life is fun. Life is a joy. And I think that I should have a joyful life. But sometimes I have to do the dishes. Sometimes I have to help Mom clean the house. And Tom said, well, sometimes I have to shovel the snow and I have to do all sorts of things too. Well, do we do it because we want to or because we have to? Do we do it because it's fun or because it's something that we need to do because our parents tell us we have to do that? Well, I don't know, Fred said. If we have to do it because our parents tell us to do it, it takes all the fun out of it. But when our parents indicate that these are the things that that should be done, now whoever wants to do them, go and do them. And so then each one of us do the thing that we like to do because we like ourselves. And I like me, Fred said. I like me. I think I'm a wonderful guy. I'm the eldest here in the family, and I like me, and I think I'm just the most wonderful guy in the whole world because I am such a fantastic person. And all the rest of the children looked at him. At first, they were ready to say, oh, come on, get off it. And then they said, no, you're right, Fred. You are a wonderful guy. And I like me as I like me. I like everybody in my world. And Freddie, I like me, so therefore I like you. And Freddie smiled and says, I told you so, I told you so. And the other shows it, oh, Freddie. But they're right. Every one of the children liked themselves. Every one of the children delighted in helping around the house. It's our house. Every one of the children delighted in doing all the things that their parents felt needed to be done around the house. And they were happy about it. They were filled with joy about it, and they thought that was wonderful. And you know, Marguerite was looking over in the corner, and she says, you know, see Mr. Candle over there in the corner? And all the children quickly turned around and looked at the candle sitting on the little table next to Marguerite's bed in the corner. And, ah, yes, there he is. There's Mr. Candle. Hi, Mr. Candle. And I answered back, hi, children. You're having a very wonderful talk. And I'm so pleased that you like yourselves and that you like your world and like everybody in your world. I'm so pleased because you are such beautiful children. You are such glorious children. Are you happy? Oh, yes. Of one accord, they all shouted out, oh, yes, Mr. Candle, we're happy. We think this is a wonderful world. We think this is a wonderful life. Yes, Mr. Candle, we're so happy. And he said, now, what about if something needs to be done that your parents didn't ask you to do? Would you do that? Oh, we do that all the time. We know how our parents like our house to be orderly and clean and nice, and I take care of my room, Audrey said. I think that my room is the cleanest room in the world because it's my room and I love it. And all the other children said, well, of course you do. You're the only one that has a room by yourself. The rest of us all have to share rooms, and we have to share with each other. Well, now, do you all keep your rooms nice and clean? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You all put your clothes away? Yes. Do you all do everything that makes your room a pleasant place to be, whether it's you or your partner there? Partner? I have a partner in my room? That's right, you do. You are sharing your room with somebody else, and so your partner's in that room. And it's equally yours, and it's equally theirs. And so whatever needs to be done, you do it. Even if you're doing something with somebody else's things and putting them away and keeping things neat and nice, you're caring about your home. You're caring about yourself. You say, I like me. And as I like me, I like my world. And this is what it's all about, Mr. Candle was saying. And all the children left the fireplace and went over to the table where Mr. Candle was sitting. And they looked at him and they said, Mr. Candle, are all the children in the world like this? Do they all like each other? Do they all like themselves? Do they all live in a happy world? Do they all live in a peaceful family? Do they all have wonderful parents? Well, Mr. Candle said, I can't say that they all have a lovely home, a peaceful family, and lovely parents, but I can say that all the children who have me sitting on their bedside table, they all like themselves. And they like themselves because they created their world to be a beautiful, happy, glorious world. They created their world to be a world filled with joy and peace. And they do everything because they like themselves. They do everything in their world because they are happy children. They do everything because they think this is a great world that they're in. And the children looked at Mr. Cattle. They said, Mr. Cattle, it's so nice to have you visit every evening at our bedside. And Mr. Candle said, well, children, it's so nice to be able to come here and visit with you. Now, look at there, right through the window. You see Mr. Sandman coming? He's coming with his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to drop pixie dust all over you as you get ready to go to bed. So now, jump into your beds. Call your mommy and daddy and say, Mommy, Daddy, I'm ready to go to bed. I'm ready for my hug. I'm ready for my kiss. I'm ready for my smooch. And Daddy and Mommy come running in and say, "We're ready too." And every one of the children receives a special, wonderful, personal, loving hug, a smooch, a kiss. And each one say good night. And Mr. Sandman sprinkles his pixie dust all over them, and they have lovely dreams. Well, boys and girls, I'll see you another time. Have a lovely day, and know that this is Mr. Candle, and I'm always here for you. And every time you light a candle, you know that it's me right there saying, "I like you. I like you. I like you." And it's always there me saying, "I love you. I love you. I love you."